Hello and welcome back to Bourbon Barrel Talk. I'm your host, Scott Minton. Today we're shining a spotlight on a local gym, Dynasty Epoxy. They are Kentuckiana's leading epoxy flooring specialist. They transform any of your spaces into stunning masterpieces. Whether it's your garage, basement, or any other living space, they've got you covered. They've been perfecting their craft for over a decade, and with more than 30 years of combined experience on their team, with twin owners Seth and Phil, not only will you receive exceptional service, but you will also receive double the quality. For your free on-site quote, call 502-264-8808. Dynasty Epoxy. Skip the headache. Call the best. And we're back in the Brock Bourbon Bar, and we are back to the Tournament of 32 NIT Whiskeys, and we are in bracket number two.
Woo! Woo!
Which bracket number two is, if I remember correctly, it's under 100 proof and finished bourbons. Is that correct?
That is right.
All right, so we got two here we're going to sip on. We've got me, Carl, Johnny Tsunami, and Barbara. And
Hattie then, Hattie.
And Nick is our tiebreaker for the evening. So
we shouldn't need him now.
We should not.
Let's hope not.
I don't know. Who knows?
Yeah, your bestie who, we always pick the same fucking thing. Oh, he's not in this round anymore.
Oh, well, okay. So listen, that just makes things a little bit more interesting, doesn't it?
Yeah, but two of y'all over here usually go the similar route.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You and Barbara are the same.
Yes. We are.
I will say I enjoy the nose on both
A1
of these.
A1 is nice. A1 is nice on the nose. A2 is a little more floral. A1, man. A1 on the nose is my winner so far.
A2 on the nose for me.
A2, oh, really?
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, I just like A2 a little bit more. I like
that
the floral
note. All right. All right.
On the nose or palate? Or have you had the palate?
The nose.
He likes it on your mom. All right.
I'm glad I wasn't drinking for that.
A1. Let's go in sippy. Sippy sip.
I have no idea what that is.
Oh.
What's got? What are
I
you
have
thinking?
A feeling what that is.
I think it's your mom.
Oh, my God. Mindy's all up in this podcast tonight.
The mom jokes are flying.
Oh, no, there's not enough in my glass super for me floral. To really make a decision.
Right? Exactly.
At least you got more.
That being said, there's two of us drinking off of this.
That's
one.
Fair.
Mm.
I'm liking that palate on, too.
So two's got that, it has that rye spice, and it's got a little bit of that malty flavor.
It's also got a little floral.
Not as sweet as one, though.
No, it's not. Oh, no. This is a tough one, though. I think our randomization has did pretty good.
I do agree.
The better question is, did he get the two that are actually going against each other, or did he somehow screw that up completely?
Hey, I told him what I did.
Getting a middle finger from across the...
I told him what I did. I can't be blamed for this shit.
Awesome sauce. Mm.
I think I am ready.
I am too.
I'm
we're only
down.
3 minutes in, fellas and ladies. I'm just kidding. We have to be ready because we got to be able to shoot on.
Yeah.
Carl, you ready?
Yep.
All right, you go ahead. And Barbara?
A2.
A1.
A2.
A1.
Oh, my God. What?
This is unusual.
This Whoa. Is not heard of. You Nick. And Barbara agreeing?
A1, A2, Nick.
I know.
Hold on.
A1.
Oh, come on.
Woo-hoo!
I told you, man. Me and Nick are on pilot.
The deck is stacked. Bullshit.
Hey, Johnny, you and I usually are right on top of each other. Look that came out wrong.
I was about to say, damn, your husband's right there.
Hey, Peanut Gallery? Who won?
A1.
Well, A1. Who was A1?
Hold on.
With all fairness, he was being really diligent. We already have A3 and A4. So, and once again, he gave Nick and Barbara like a
fudge?
Quarter ounce. A1 is Maker's
46.
Maker's 46.
Versus what? What was A2?
I thought I had some banana in there.
Oh, you fucking cocksuckers. That was the one I had going to the finals.
So did I.
Oh.
Hey, John. We picked what we thought. We
Makers
were right.
46 just defeated Wild
that
Turkey.
That is unreal.
Thanks
Russell's
for
10.
Yeah, Russell's. Thanks for blowing my eardrums, fellas. I really appreciate that.
You're welcome.
I did not need those, I promise.
Hey, at least you're getting an honest reaction later. From us.
I am upset now.
Good Lord. Man, Jesus.
Wow. Holy cow.
All right, A3, A4. So listen, this is going to be a hard bracket because a lot of these things have...
We got 1910 and Woodford in here.
I know, that's what
the
I'm saying.
The nose on A3 is really good.
At least we still have Rare Breed. Still
True.
To come.
Oh.
A1's nose is legit.
It's legitimate. Legit. The best
yeah, absolutely.
Of the two, for sure.
Pussy on the table.
I was just getting ready to like throw something at her.
I feel like I'm really having to be gingerly with this swallow.
Sweet, malty.
Real nothing.
The peanut gallery is...
You probably could pour a little more, Jared.
Just a tiny bit.
I appreciate the due diligence you're running here.
Thank you.
They probably need to be just a little bit heavier.
It's about two. It's about two tastings for me.
we got big mouths. Small. We got big mouths.
I'm not getting a lot on two's palate.
I'm not getting much on one's.
Really?
The second sip on two is bringing more forward.
Man, A4 is definitely unique. Man, this is really hard.
Yeah, it is.
These both are sort of unique in their own. It's a different profile for both, almost.
So Nick, Mr. Bracket Boy, who is Angel's Envy Rye up against?
I don't remember that one.
Apparently he doesn't either.
Let me check.
Oh, yeah, I forgot Angel's Envy Rye is in this one, not with all the other ryes.
Yeah, because it's with Finished.
Yeah. And that's one I've never had.
What? Angel's Envy Rye.
I've never had the rye there. I've always had the bourbon or the whiskeys.
I believe it was up against...
How's that possible?
Woodford Double Oak.
It's against Woodford Double Oak?
Hmm. Yeah.
I have my choice out of these.
I do, too.
And this is really hard.
Thanks, I've been working out.
That's no, just no.
Man, I could literally flip a coin on these two. I'll be honest with you.
Yeah,
I could too, but I think I've got.
I'm gonna go first. A4,
A3,
A3.
John,
fuck me. A4,
Nick. Tiebreaker, Nick.
Hey, right. At least it's consistent. Somebody different.
I understand, but John, what? I don't know what's happening. With you?
I don't know what's happening. Just different.
I don't think Nick knows.
There's just a sweetness that four had that yep, I kind of like. I agree. Kind of dug.
Four. I think I like the sweetness. Nose. I like the nose on three a little bit better.
I do.
But
I
ultimately,
agree.
It comes down to the
I'm
taste.
Going by taste. Yep.
It comes down to taste.
Do do do
do.
Oh,
A4.
Give me that money.
Give me line,
baby.
Man.
A4,
and the winner is
Buffalo Trace.
Seriously,
who did they take down?
Took down Starlight.
Wow.
So funny thing, I knew that one was Finished. I just couldn't tell if it was Angel's Envy or if it was the Starlight. That's weird.
Wow. That did not taste like the VDN to me.
Yeah. Well,
so I was not getting as much citrus.
I was not.
Now, hey, that now, was a fresh crack.
That being said, it was a fresh crack.
It is a fresh crack. 100%
a fresh crack.
It's a fresh crack in a very small pour.
Theirs are usually
better the more
they open up.
Very yeah. small pour.
100%.
But if you're doing 8 different samples, you sort of need small pours, which yep. Jared's doing a wonderful job. He just needs his maid outfit on.
Hey, get your tongue out of Barbara's ear, Nick. That you do that later, man.
You got to
keep her focused here, man.
She is focused.
So we got A5 and A6 now. And now we're into the fancy glasses, as Scott said earlier.
We are into the Glencairns. Since these are called Glencairns, does that mean they're like really bad glasses?
Yes.
That's a good question.
They're annoying as shit.
The first one's definitely Finished.
Ooh.
Oh my God, that first one is
wow.
like a
holy crap.
That's like a Denny's breakfast in a glass.
Oh. Compared to the two, one's got the better nose going on. It's like a maple syrup.
You ain't lying.
Yeah, no, that's fantastic. I'm just trying to think.
Smells like
that,
pancakes.
Trying to think what the fuck that is though.
Well, you got 1910 and Woodford in there.
Which doesn't smell like either of these normally. I don't know. You don't
I've got
you have a Hinkling, Nick?
Oh. One is still good. The nose carries through with the taste.
Oh, the palate's so nice.
I'm drinking reverse order this time just to see what happens.
I should have. It would have been more helpful, actually.
Okay, so I don't know. Guide me through this spot because I am slightly retarded, and so...
Slightly.
Slightly. Slightly, thank you. I have my good days when I'm normal. So
very few of those.
We are picking our winners. If people submit their brackets to us... But they know what has won, then won't they be in an
advantage?
They're
not going to know it's won.
They're not going
to
know it's
won. All of our episodes will drop after the 17th, and their brackets have to be in by the 18th.
Okay,
so
perfect.
The very first episode is on the 17th, which is when we did the round of 32, how we picked our teams.
Gotcha.
Everything else is going to fall after that.
So they will not hear what we have decided on prior to them picking. Gotcha.
Scott, I'm going to have to say you're doing it the right way by reverse order.
Mm-hmm.
Because... I think number one, even though I've rinsed, I've even ate a piece of bread, it's still overpowering number two, or A6, my bad.
It's like, what number are we on at this point?
Pretty much. I mean, A6 is good.
But yeah, that nose
it's got
is
a rye
just,
finish to it, though.
It does, but that nose is still stand out on A5.
Oh, yeah. All I'm getting on A6
is... A6 is delicious, though.
It really is.
It's
delicious, but it's got a lot more rye, a little more spice, not really earthy tones.
I got my pick.
I do, too. I'm going against my normal.
Johnny Tsunami's going A5, baby, for the win.
A5.
A6.
What?
Wait a minute. It's a rye. Let's think about this. It's Barbara.
I understand that, but the fact that we have been non comprende the entire episode.
John, me and you've agreed more than her.
Which doesn't normally happen either.
No, it doesn't.
All right, so we've got our three.
So
it's all
who's Angels Envy Rye against? Are they against 1910 or Woodford Double Oak?
Oh, that's Woodford Double Oak?
Most likely. That's what I was thinking.
We don't know.
We don't know for sure.
You looked awfully confident there, Nick.
I know which. I mean, I chose.
So the messed up thing is, out of these two bottles, I know one of them is a fresh crack. One of them is one that's been open for a hot minute. And and I'm afraid that's influencing my decision. But I'm an A5 on this one.
Yes. Finally picked A6, one that won.
A6, I think, is Woodford Double Oak. A5 is the winner. Angels Envy Rye.
Oh, shit.
That is delicious.
Dude, Angels Envy Rye's are delicious.
Oh, man.
Yeah, listen, I'm telling you, dude. I knew exactly which ones were which. I told you. A6, I told you just sipping it.
A6 had more of a rye than... Oh, fuck.
Nope.
I need some Angels Envy Rye at my house then.
Yeah, no kidding.
Dude, Angels Envy Rye is legit.
Dude, that just tastes like syrup. Like maple syrup.
I've never had it before. And I think
it's finished
in
that rum cask, and there's something about the finishing.
That would be sweetness.
Yep, it's the rum cask.
That's what gives it to you.
Yep. It reminds me a little bit of the Starlight Umbrana with a rum finish.
Yeah.
Oh, the Rio?
Yeah.
No, but kind of.
Well,
not the Rio, but just the finished in the rum cask.
Rio is Umbrana honey.
Okay. So we have A7 and A8.
Yep. This is the juggernaut right here. This is 1910 versus... shit, which one is 1910 versus?
Let me tell you.
Nick, 1910 versus what?
I'm not going to tell you.
A7, A8, 1910 versus something. I know 1910 is in this matchup.
I believe.
No, don't do it.
Okay, I won't.
I looked behind. I know what's going against. But I don't know which one's.
I'm pretty sure it's 1792. I'm trying to remember the bracket, but man, I tell you, it's.
It's been a bit.
Yeah, it's been. The problem is Nick looked at it way more than I did.
Nick looked at it more than the rest of us.
Yeah, 100% he did. But I tried to remember the hot.
I feel like the nose is non-existent on A7, but
the nose is non-existent.
Non-existent. I don't.
You're
get
weird.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
On A7, I get nothing.
You got COVID, dog?
No, I don't. I'm. Why are you tapping my hand, you fucking weirdo?
He's trying to clear the table.
Oh, okay.
He's trying to be a busboy right now.
No, I don't get anything on the nose on that. Like, all the nose is on A8. On A8.
Ooh, fucking A8 has got a great nose, though.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, I have a strong feeling of which one's which.
I'm going to go backwards on this one.
I said fuck that. I have one that's standing out clearly to me, but I've still got to revisit both a couple times.
I mean, I am impressed with our overall picks that we did for the bracket. Like,
oh yeah, absolutely.
I think that deserves
there's not
a pat
a weak
on the
link
back.
In
there's really not a weak link.
You know what's weird? Two of the ones I thought I was going to be able to pick. Well, I picked out, but
this is an easy one for me.
Yeah,
I've already got mine picked too.
I'm good to go whenever.
Barbara, you waiting a minute?
One more second.
Go ahead, Tsunami.
I am going to choose as my final pick for the evening, A8.
Can I get A8? No, isn't it B8? That, like bingo?
I don't fucking know.
It is.
Bingo is
B8. It'll be B8. Yep, go ahead. All right, Carl.
Then B8. Excuse me.
A8 or B8, whatever you want to call it.
Goddamn, me and Carl, dude, we're on fire.
Where are you at, Barbara?
We're right together.
7.
She's on 7. I fucking knew it.
So we don't need a tiebreaker this time. A8.
Thank you.
There it is.
A8 is 1910. Yep, I knew right away. Dude, I know that pour. I drank an entire bottle of this in a week on the beach. I know this fucking drink all day long, twice on Saturday, four times on Sunday.
I've had more of this than the 1792. So.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's
1792 is good. It is good. It just didn't have the same flavor profile.
Sweetness. No. It does not have the caramel, the vanilla. It doesn't have
it. It's not as developed as the 1910.
100%. So, all right. So, we've got the winners of bracket two, which will be fighting each other out. It's like a fight to the death. We're going to have Angels Envy Rye versus OFO 1910.
Ooh, that's going to be a real good one.
And Buffalo Trace versus Makers 46.
That's an unexpected one to me.
That is different.
It's not that big of a surprise.
Okay.
And the reason I say that, I think most of us probably fall in the line, other than Barbara typically, into the sweet, caramel, like those heavy fruit notes. We like spice, but we don't necessarily need a lot of spice. And I think Buffalo Trace is a little sweeter than the VDN, it, just in general. Yes. You get more of a citrus pop on the VDN typically. And Maker's 46 is way sweeter than Russell's 10.
Absolutely.
I don't think the being a fresh crack on the VDN helped itself.
No, it did not.
Absolutely not.
But, I mean...
I think if it had been opened and sitting for a bit, that might have been...
Here's the thing about half the bottles that we got are either near full...
Fresh crack.
Or fresh crack. Or fresh cracks.
Yep. Very little taken out of. Yep. 100%.
Yeah.
All right, and I think that's our episode of Bourbon Barrel Talk. If you want to find us, you can find us on the Facebook, the Instagram, or the X. You can also email us any questions to bourbonbarreltalk.com. Make sure you also enter your brackets. Well, I guess it's too late at this point, because if you haven't entered your brackets, you're not going to get them in by the time this episode goes down. Anyway, make sure you subscribe, whether it's through iTunes or through Spotify or Pandora, whatever your favorite medium is. This is Scott, Carl, Barbara, Johnny Tsunami, and Nick signing off. Peace out.
See ya.
Peace out.
You shall not pass.